Oh my god, Teresa was such a bitch today. Like, I'm just talking to her like normal, and she's all like, if you're gonna be a cunt, I'll just go home. And I'm all like, well, fuck you too, bitch. But like, right to her face, you know? I mean, I didn't sugarcoat it. No, she's a slack-faced bitch. Everybody knows it. Do you know she only takes it up the butt? No, really, like, she thinks it's unchristian to do it any other way, and I'm just like, listen, I bet even Christ didn't like shit on his cock, and she gets all pissy, and that's what started it all. I don't know, what did she say about that? Oh my god! Well, like I said, a total slut. Like, a slut and an asshole. I guess if you're an asshole, your boyfriend works with what he has. Right, or the whole basketball team, You're so heartless, Janice. Teresa's just a bitch, though. That's a fact. Oh my god, Janice, I totally forgot to tell you the reason why I was in such a shitty mood this morning anyways. You remember yesterday when I said I was gonna go over to Trevor's to pick up my panties? No, I left them there on purpose, Janice. I'm not a dipshit. Oh my god. Like, I know he sniffs them. All men fucking do it, I swear it to you. And I figure, if he's gonna root around in some slut's panties, I like them to be this slut's panties, you know? So I was going over to Trevor's, but then I had to get some gas, and so I ended up going to this whole route because I didn't want them to smell like gas when I got there, and so I had to get showered and changed, so it was like a little later when I got there. Anyway, this doesn't matter, really. Like, long story short, I show up to Trevor's doorstep all freshly showered, you know, wet on top and on bottom, and totally ready for something to happen. I mean, I was all, like, cleared out my vag and, like, ready to go in general. No, of course I wasn't wearing panties. I was gonna go get the panties, Janice. God, try to keep up. So I'm all ready to ring the doorbell when I hear this moan coming out of Trevor's bedroom, and, like, I know. I fucking know. That's him. And when he's yanking on it. I mean, he only sounds like that when he's really enjoying his man time, you know what I mean? But then there's, like, this other moan, and it's, like, so not him. Like, I know! Open window on everything! And I'm just like, hell no, my boyfriend's not fucking someone else, especially not in his fucking bedroom, where we'd never done it before. And I was, like, totally ready to suck him off at least there today. Well, what do you think I did? I suck her on the back, where his bedroom window is, right over his bed, because there is no way I'm not gonna see who's riding his dick, you know? I was so fucking pissed, and I wasn't even quiet about it, but it's not like he'd hear. God, he's like, so one-minded when there's someone to fuck. So, I go around to the other side and sort of crouch down and look through the window, and of course he doesn't even have the curtains up, so I can see everything, fucking everything, Janice. What did I see? What did I see? Oh my god, I'm not even sure how to say it. So like, the first thing I see is Trevor's ass. And it's like, going fucking wild. I mean, he was fucking jackhammering Janice. Whoever was under him had to be pretty open, because he's not small, and he was not being gentle. You know I could take a dick, Janice, but just watching him go at it made me wince a little. I mean, it looked like he was trying to jam his dick all the way through the poor person he was fucking. But whoever it was into it. I mean, really into it. All I could see was feet, but those feet were clenching like this every time Trevor pounded in his 9 inches. But that wasn't it. Oh no, that was not it. After about 5 minutes, Trevor suddenly grabs the person he's fucking and pulls him up while Trevor lied down on the bed. And I suddenly see, oh my god, Janice, it was so crazy, you don't even know. Seriously, prepare yourself, Janice. It was his brother, Charlie. No, I'm like fucking serious. Charlie Sorensen, I swear to god. He wasn't sitting around being all arty like he usually is. Though, fuck. He was posting his ass on Trevor's cock like he was desperate for money or something. There's no way it could be his first time either, Janice. I mean, I know how Trevor's dick sort of rearranges everything when it goes in, and Charlie was going up and down like he was in a pogo stick or something. And Trevor was, like, fucking into it, too. Like, he couldn't keep his hands off Charlie's chest. God, I don't think he's playing with my nipples like that much. Well, what the fuck do you think I did, Janice? God, think about it. Like, on all fours behind a bush, my nose pressed up against the window that's sweaty from my boyfriend fucking his younger brother? What would you do? You're damn right I started frigging myself. I pulled off my fucking skirt, Janice, so I could get to it easier. It was so hot. Oh my god. Honestly, I'm like still into it, kinda. I mean, it's like I'm super worried and I'm super pissed he's been sticking it somewhere that's not me, but fuck. You should have seen Charlie's butt clench around his cock, Janice. I've always made fun of girls who like read those sappy romances about guys getting all whiny about love for each other, but if that's what it's really like, God, sign me up. Charlie has like the most perfect ass for Trevor's cock. What? Oh my god, you're so suspicious. Fine, yes, I'm touching myself. Well, of course you are too, you hellacious slut. Like, but you know why I was in such a bad mood this morning. I was gonna read him the biggest riot act on this side of Kalamazoo, you know? But I couldn't because, like, fuck, it was hot. Super fucking hot, honestly, oh my god. How'd it end? So, like, I'm really going to town on myself. I mean, I think I'm watering his damn bushes. I'm so wet. And then Charlie and Trevor just really start going at it inside his room. I mean, really going at it. Trevor's jackhammering again, but this time Charlie's jackhammering back with his ass. Oh. And it's like so intense that you hear the slaps when they collide. Oh my god. Trevor's fat, hairy cock keeps pounding Charlie's little asshole. And Charlie starts crying like a kitten. I'm like totally serious right now. It was like meow, meow, meow. And Trevor just goes crazy. He's just like grabs Charlie and lifts him right up the bed, and he slams him up against the wall and pushes Charlie's ankles up around his ears. Oh, and like Trevor pounds Charlie, and Charlie keeps crying out, and my fingers are giving me rug burns. They're going so fast, and like just before I can feel I'm starting to come, and just before suddenly Charlie looks out the window, and he fucking sees me, Janice, he fucking winks, he looks at me and grins and then winks, and soon he starts spurting jizz all over his stomach, and Trevor bottoms out, and he starts pumping his spunk into him, and I come, and oh my god, I'm like coming, oh my god, Janice, that was like so intense, even afterward. Well, like, I'm like still pissed about it, but like, god, I can't get it out of my mind. Like, I keep thinking maybe if I suggest, like, you know, maybe if I say I think Charlie's cute or something. Oh my god, Janice. Oh my god. That's Trevor. What do I say?